Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. It's game day. The Drive will take you right up until the pregame show, as Reggie said. We'll hand things off to Seth and Sean as we get ready for the biggest game of the year. Buffalo Bills, they're in town. The reigning MVP, Josh Allen, is in the building. And Davis Mills leads this crew.
D-Mills gets it done!
In the biggest game of the season, trying to get above 500 for the first time. Here, hey, somebody on text line said, Clint looks like he's ready to back up Davis Mills tonight by your outfit. That is, you do have a good-looking backup quarterback, like right before the game, you get out there to warm up.
I got some experience there, Chief.
And then we get you some pads. Did you actually hold a clipboard? You didn't hold a clipboard, did you?
No.
Okay, everybody says hold the clipboard when they do that. I feel like that's just, you just.
No, we weren't charting. I guess everybody was charting was up in the box. Yeah, hell, I was getting paid by Nike to wear a hat with a swoosh on the side, baby.
You had your hat.
I'm telling you, man.
You did wear your hat.
Them 3 years your boy had in Dallas.
Did you have anything to hear the play calls?
Not the piece we had now. I just have my helmet up to my head like this right here. Well, yeah, I got it. Whoever the backup was that particular day may have had his helmet on. Hey, man, what was that? What'd you get? Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's nice, man.
Yeah, no, I didn't have no earpiece. I didn't have no charting. No. Just put that old Nike hat on. We're gonna give you some bread and send you some gear, man.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Hey, take that bread.
See if you spot anything in the stand.
There you go. And you did, didn't you? You're looking.
Two times,
didn't you?
Oh, you're looking goosenecking, rubbernecking.
Hard look.
That old five down there, you're a goosenecking, rubbernecking son of a gun.
There you go.
Yeah, hey. where you going at the game?
Where you at? Hey, they got them all reds tonight, fellas.
Ooh.
The helmets, everything. Yeah, them all red. Ooh. Joints and bell red joints tonight. Should be a good one tonight. Before we get into the breakdown of the game here, some news coming out here in regards to Joe Mixon. And this, if you're just jumping in, from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, cites that sources tell him that Texans running back Joe Mixon is not expected to play this season, and he deals with a foot injury from the offseason. Mixon likely remains on the physically unable to perform list through the season. Meanwhile, Houston moves forward, as they've done all season, with Nick Chubb and Woody Marks. But old Joe Mixon on Twitter, I ain't heard, seen from Joe, except for that time he was on that escalator behind Brandon Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mixon responded on Twitter. He said, "Now I get everybody's looking for splash news and clickbait." Ooh, sounds just like his head coach. "But I'm just curious, Ian, how do you know more about me than me? Peter Schrager, go get your mans, bro." That's from Joe Mixon. As he claps back to the report from Ian Rappaport. Your thoughts?
Can I be honest, boys?
I hope so. I'd like to be.
I'm so sick and tired of the Joe Mixon stuff. All of it. All of it. D'Amico acting, getting mad because you asked questions about the running back. All the different stories about what's going on. The questions about, you know, is he coming back? And they're all questions aimed at people that don't have the answers. Nobody in the organization. It's all just... For a bunch of people, including Joe, that want to clap back or want to show frustration because somebody asked about it, you all got the power
to just shut it all down. Just say what's happening.
You've all got the power to shut it all down. Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, Joe Mixon, you've all got the power to say, hey, man, we ain't even going to entertain this thing until week 14. Hey, man, he got hurt offside. He wasn't on the Texans' property under Texans' control when he got injured.
Gray area.
Hey, he went somewhere else and got it treated. It didn't work out, man. The guy can't walk right now. The guy can't run right now, man. What are we doing? We got two running backs that are playing good football right now. We're trying to win a game. We're trying to fight. We're fighting like hell to get out of the damn hole that we dug. And y'all want to talk about a guy that's riding the escalator behind Brandon Scott? I mean, I am so sick and tired of it. And the stuff with Joe on Twitter. The worst thing.
You ain't said nothing. We ain't seen you.
But the worst thing, though, Ron, the worst thing is the guy that hadn't been seen, that is a non-story, like a non-factor. Non-factor. Right? And to be honest with you, a non-story unless somebody breaks news out of pocket. Right? The only time it's been a story is when somebody apparently gives a report that's false.
Ian does. And by the way, Ian's not been wrong yet.
By the way, don't want to make that clear.
Like, this happened where D'Amico gave a similar thing, and Ian was right all the way. So I would just like to say, in my honest thoughts, I believe Ian.
I do not believe you,
Joe, or whatever it is that you're trying to say. I don't think you're going to play another
like,
down.
Like, coming out and having some level of transparency just to squash it all and to keep things like this from happening is very simple. For all of them, Nick Caserio was on Payne and Pendergast, and he went on for 2 minutes about Joe Mixon's gray area, about how things change and things. I mean, I'm top of the line annoyed with all of it. And then he's, you know, Joe talking on Twitter talking about, now, I know everybody's looking for a splash. Come on, man.
You think
those dudes right there, you think they need a bogus Joe Mixon report in week 12 of the NFL slate to get clicks? Last time I checked, those guys ain't worried too much about clicks. They're getting them, right? I mean, it's just like, it's all just like self-promotion. Like, come on, man. If somebody in the organization or if Joe Mixon himself is going to come out and say, hey, man, here's what went down. Here's how I treated it. Here's why I'm on this list. And here's what it's looking like. Then leave it alone. Stay out of it. Texans, everybody,
Ian,
stay out of it.
What do you think the odds are, Tyler, that Ian just woke up and just woke up and said, you know what?
I'm going to address Joe Mixon.
I think Joe Mixon's not coming back today.
Depends how horny he woke up.
You think, even if he was at prime all the way to the top horny, there is in some manner, somebody gave him
23% chance that happens.
Somebody gave him information in which he feels comfortable with going with. Somebody very trusted.
Yeah, and in all seriousness, this is a guy at top of his field. Like, he doesn't just fire off tweets for the hell of it.
Especially with how D'Amico acted. The first time he said something about Joe Mixon in the offseason, which he has been correct.
The first
time, the way that D'Amico reacted, he's sure not coming up just pulling Joe Mixon stories out of his ass and not have anybody correct him. Like, come on, Joe. You ain't playing.
It's all just, I mean, the smoke and mirrors, the guys that keep a story alive and then get frustrated because people ask about it or need to take to social media to defend themselves and the stories and all. Like, come on, man. It's
Joe, 713-572-4610. You can call right in and clear it up.
Please.
Clear that
please.
Damn.
Let's
that damn
get, let's get it all out there, yeah, man. What's going? What happened? What went down? What's the treatment? What's it looking like? Why are you running somewhere? That's the damnedest thing, be honest with you, folks. We're having questions. People are asking questions, and we're having conversations like somebody saw Joe Mixon over here at North Shore on their turf field out there running around. And catching balls from that quarterback over there.
Yeah, Jordan Schultz will come out there and whoop Ian's ass for you. Remember how Jordan had him hemmed up in that Starbucks?
He could probably be bald.
Remember Jordan had Ian's ass hemmed up in that Starbucks?
Made him look
he'll
so
whoop your
little.
Ass. Come on, Joe.
I mean, it just
you
gets
got,
to,
you
it
got
gets
a platform
to a point
right
where,
here.
And this is coming from the president of the Joe Mixon fan club when he got here and when he was playing. I mean, I it's gotten to a point where I just roll my eyes.
I love Joe Mixon.
I'm driving down the road and heard them talking about it on In the Loop today, and I'm just roll my eyes.
Yeah, Joe Mixon.
Not at them, at the story.
Yeah,
it's just,
ESPN didn't bother to take it down. They're still putting it up there, too, themselves. Hey, Peter Schrager, bro, get your man. By the way, Peter's at ESPN. I think he ran it. Peter ran it, too. All right, Joe. Well, looks like we won't see Joe tonight.
Or the rest of the season, unless Joe has something.
It wouldn't shock me if Joe wasn't in that suite.
He might be out there. Like, see him on the sideline. I forgot what he looks like.
What's the hot spot? What's the Texan spot? Thursday night after a primetime game?
I bet you
Joe's behind
that
red.
Up there with Hannah and Cal.
I'll let you know if I see him.
He'll be behind that velvet rope somewhere under some neons.
I'll keep my eyes open.
By 11:30, 12 o'clock.
He's moving all right.
Hey, under them neons.
Mm-hmm. He went down that escalator, okay.
He might be on the side. He might be on there with his battle red 28.
He's going to have two legs go down the escalator. You just stand still, cuz.
Yeah, but he didn't have a cane or nothing. All right, Clint, tonight, what for you, what are the, as we look at the game, Buffalo coming into town in a game that the Texans really need to win, what are the key matchups? Let's first look at it when the Texans have the ball. What are the key matchups?
I'm going to go outside the box here, Ron. I know the stats, the box scores will tell you that running the football against Buffalo is the path to victory. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, I do, but I hear you.
I mean, I think that's if you've got Bijan Robinson that can go for 140, if you've got Derrick Henry with a healthy Baltimore team that can go 170, if you got, there ain't but one guy that's gone off against them that I didn't have the name of that wasn't one of the best in the league, and it's old buddy. What was old buddy last week?
That fella last week went off.
And that wasn't but 100 and something. So, I think they can run the ball well. I think they can run it sparingly. I think they can run it in important moments. I think you can lean into that with your game plan. But I think this game right here comes down to Nico Collins versus Benford and White. Whichever corner he catches, I think this game comes down to Nico Collins doing work and throwing the football more so than going out there and in dominating fashion, running the football. Like all the stuff that led to Buffalo being the worst run defense in football, I don't know that we got that.
They're second pass defense this year.
What's that?
Buffalo.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. I think this is about Nico.
Now, Nico will have to make plays.
He's got to. There's no doubt about it. We're not a team against anybody that's going to run the football to victory. This is Nico versus Benford and White. Nico's got to go get it. Nico's got to make plays. Nico's got to be a big part of it. Kaylee's got to find a way to get him open, as he has done lately, recently. Nico's the secret sauce in winning this game right here. I don't know how secret it is, but he's the X factor that wins this game for him.
All right, and then what about when Buffalo has the ball? What's the key matchup for you?
Well, I think it's particularly specifically James Cook versus Henry Toa Toa and or EJ Speed. Like I think those guys, and I think specifically in space, whether it's the outside zone schemes and those guys playing downhill to get it, or it's him catching the ball out of the backfield, screen game, whatever. Those guys have to be really, really good in corralling James Cook in the open field, or the Texans are going